It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's the end of February already. Valentine's Day has come and gone. President's Day has come and gone. February has come and gone. And with me this weekend is Joe Casper, who works with me, most of you know, works with me at Northeast Delta Dental for two decades or so, and does many things in terms of keeping our facilities pristine and a lot of other special projects. But one of the things I asked him to take over a few years ago was the Capital Area Race Series, which has been a successful local race series that had been running from Gilmington in March through Canterbury in July up until the pandemic. And so we've had to make some pivots. So, Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend. Let's start with the basics. The Capital Area Race Series is on for 2021. So let's start with that and how the race directors have come together and the adjustments we've made. But just to kind of tease the listening audience, you'll see many of the same facets that you've seen in the past. We're starting a little later. We've subbed out one race, but there's still going to be eight races. So Joe, tell us the evolution. Obviously, in 2020, because the Capital Area Race Series was supposed to start in March, just as the pandemic hit the fan, so to speak, we just couldn't do any sort of pivoting in time other than we did do a virtual Bill Lutie race, whereas then we took the whole rest of 2020 to plan for 2021. And because we know we have safe racing guidelines with Millennium Running working with the governor's office, we decided we could pull this off safely. So with that tee up, why don't you explain what's happening?
Sure. Well, first of all, Tom, thanks for having me on the show. It's always a great pleasure to be on the show with you. And, you know, back in 2020 when all this pandemic thing hit, we were just weeks away, as in a week away, from starting the Gilmington 5K road race in the 2020 car series back on March 21st last year. And everything came to a screeching halt as everybody was canceling everything. We started with canceling a couple of races and then knew that this pandemic was not something that was going to be quickly done with, so we ended up postponing the whole series. And we had close to 150 people registered for the Capital Area Race Series back in 2021. We sent out a note and asked them if they'd be willing to hang on for another year, and we'd be back in 2021, hopefully once we got the pandemic under control. So we had about 130 people say, sure, I'll wait another year. I'm interested in the series. And they did, and I want to thank all those folks very much. And as Tom mentioned, the good news is that we're on for 2021. We worked through the end of last year, and of course, Millennium Running had worked with the state in developing safe guidelines for racing, and we've incorporated a lot of those as we go into 2021. Now, for 2021, we had to change things up a little bit. We got all the race directors back together, and Scott and Jamie Clark of the Gilmington 5K road race, which is typically the first one that gets underway in March, after talking to us and with their business plus teaching and everything like that, they decided that they weren't going to be able to hold it at the end part of March due to timing schedules. So what we've done is we said, okay, why don't you take a pass for 2021? We'll see how 2022 turns out, but in the meantime, we still needed eight races because that's how we'd been advertising things. So we looked around, and one of the races that has been a popular race, a small race, but a popular race over the years, has been the Angels 5K, which typically takes place over at Merrimack Valley High School. That's put on by the Loudoun Lions Club. So we'd conversed with the race directors over there, and they were excited to come in and participate. So we've got a new race lineup happening for 2021. And the first race that's going to start off our series is actually the weekend after Mother's Day. Mother's Day is May 9th. This is going to be May 15th. It's going to start our series this year. It's going to be warmer than certainly the Gilmington. And it's going to be back at Canterbury Shaker Village on Saturday, May 15th at 10 o'clock. Leslie Nolan, who is the new executive director, been in the position for about a year now, is going to be heading up that race. And that starts our series. Our second race.
So normally that would have been like the whatever the third or fourth race.
That would have been the
So we're starting there. So it has the same flow, and as I said at the Hopkinton Winter, one of the Hopkinton Winter races, we know that cows don't get COVID, so it's going to be really safe. Should I tell the cow story? With Candy Ray Shakerfield?
Absolutely. Sure.
All right. Well, several years ago, some of the elite runners were so fast that they scared the cows, and there was a little bit of a cow stampede. But fortunately, no one was hurt. The race went on, and off we went. And now you tell me, Joe, that the animals are all separated from the runners, so there's no issues, right?
Yep, they are. They are now just the spectators. They look on from behind their enclosed gate.
There you go. So that's May 15th, Saturday, the week after Mother's, 10 a.m. start time. And then about a month later, June 12th, we really probably our signature race, the Over the River and the Through the Woods 5K. Tell us about that.
Yep, that's going to happen on Saturday, June 12th. We pushed it up a little bit to 9 o'clock. It used to be a 10 o'clock race, but by the time we're getting into June, it's getting a lot warmer, so we want to get runners off the start line as quickly as possible in the morning so they don't have to worry about the heat. Of course, that'd be a nice thing in the middle of winter here in February, but they're going to get started at 9 o'clock on June 12th, and then the first challenge race comes up, and that's going to be our third race, and that's going to be the Capital City Classic 10K. It's going to start early at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, June 27th, right there in downtown Concord. And then the Bill Luddy 5-miler is right behind that on Saturday, July 17th at 8 o'clock in the morning over at Memorial Field. And then what used to be our last race of the season, the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K, is still going to be around the same time. It's going to be on Saturday, July 31st, at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then the new race, the Angels 5K, which is race number 6, is on Saturday, August 14th at 9 o'clock in the morning at Merrimack Valley High School. And then the Friday night race, which has been the NHTI Delta Dental 5K, is going to be back on a Friday night. It's going to be at the end of August, so it should be great weather. It's going to be at 6 o'clock over at NHTI. And then the race, the SEA 5K, is going to be our race this year that finishes everything up on Saturday, September 18th, up at the State House, State Building Office Park up on Hazen Drive, and that's going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning. So all these races, by the way, are on our website, runcarsnh.com. You can take a look at those. You can register for the series. The price stays the same at $150 for the series, and $135 if you're under 18, so 17 and under, you can register for $135. So we've still got the same races, but here's what's going to be different this year. What you can do this year is, let's say you're still not comfortable, but you want to get out and run. We have a virtual component to all the races. You can run the virtual component up to the Sunday if the race is on. One of the Saturday races. You can complete your race by that Sunday night and put your time in. Or you can race up to 2 weeks before that race if you know you're not going to be able to run that race. Let's say you've got another commitment. You still want to do it virtually, because if you do the races, whether virtually or in person, you do 6 races, it still counts towards a participation prize. And we've given out some nice prize material over the past few years. Usually it's been a clothing apparel item. It's still going to be something nice this year. We're in the process of selecting that right now, and you'll still qualify for that. The other thing we've changed up this year is before, you used to have to run, if you wanted to compete for prize money, we've got $1,500 in prize money. If you wanted to compete for the prize money, you had to do 5, we'd take your 5 best races. Now we've reduced it to 4 because we can't count the virtual race. It's not a timed race, so we can't count any virtual races. So it's going to have to be an in-person, your best 4 in-person races will count towards prize money.
So the beauty of this, and by the way, what Joe I think was trying to say in terms of the virtual races, you put in your time, but it can't. So that you'll on the record, there'll be a time, but it can't count vis-a-vis the competition. Is what Joe meant to say. So the beauty of all this is that there are still 8 races.
Mm-hmm.
That if you are uncomfortable on the day of the race, you wake up or whatever, that you can pivot to virtual. We've reduced the requirement for scoring to 4. So that you probably should be able to get 4 of the 8 races in from May 11th to September 18th. And you will get a participation prize if you participate in how many races, Joe?
If you participate in 6 out of the 8 races.
So you can even miss two races. And I know May, June, July can be a tough time of year between, you know, weddings and vacations, although who knows, you know, with COVID. So I think we've done a great job with keeping sort of the core of the Capilano race series, i.e. 8 races, you need five or six to participate, four count to scoring.
Yep.
It's all the same races. We have to make one substitute race. And so if you did sign up and pay for 2020, you're basically getting the same deal for 2021. So we'll just apply what you sent in to us in 2020. That'll be applied to 2021, correct?
Correct. And those folks should have gotten an email by now saying we need to have you go in and update your registration so that it'll include your pace time as well as your estimated run time. Both of those are estimates on your part. But that's going to allow you to stage, for us to stage you when you start, so that we don't have people running around, running in front of somebody, but we get the fastest runners off first, and then let's say your estimated run time, you know, it takes you 35 minutes or 40 minutes to run a 5K, you put that down, and we kind of fit you in with the other 35 to 45, so everybody's kind of running, and they're not crossing in front of each other, because during running, a lot of folks don't wear a mask. You have to wear a mask up to the start, and then you can put it back on at the end. But while you're running, you're exhausting a lot of energy and effort and moisture. So we don't ask that you wear it running. But by the same token, we're trying to keep you safe.
So what Joe's describing, and we'll get to this after commercial break, is the degree of sophistication that's occurred for safe running during COVID, which is we need your time in advance so you can be seated accordingly. So as Joe said, if you're going to run between a 17 and a 20-minute 5K, you're going to be one of the early seeds. And if you're running, you know, a 31-minute 5K, which I'm doing now, or 32, you know, I'm towards the back of the pack, and then that minimizes, you know, passing. The good news is everybody gets their own starting time, so it's actually really, really, really cool. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with me this weekend is Joe Casper, who works with me at Northeast Delta Dental and does a lot in the community, was chair of the Concord Area Chamber, other chambers in the state, Toastmasters, keeps our buildings pristine, but also has become an aficionado, as I have, of the racing scene and has announced many, many races now, not just the Capital Area Race Series. And we were talking about how exciting it is that the CARS, or the Capital Area Race Series, has returned in 2021. Starting later, the first race will be Canterbury Shaker Village on May 15th. June 12th will be Over the River and Through the Woods at Delta Dental, the Capital City Classic on June 27th, Ludi 5-Miler on July 17th, Canterbury Woodchuck Classic July 31st, the new one, Angels 5K, August 14th, NHCI, Friday, August 27th, and the closing with SCA 5K, Saturday, September 18th. That used to be the second race in the series. So we've accommodated the 8 races. It's still great competition. If you signed up for 2020 and paid, your registration will be applied to 2021. Now, if someone, Joe, just from the sound of our voice, they didn't sign up for 2020 but want to do it for 2021. What do they do?
Well, registration is open. All you need to do is go on to runcarsnh.com website, and you can just register for the series, and you have the capability because you can select any one of the races and register for just that race if you just want to participate in that race. So you have the option to do the whole series, which we hope you sign up for because it's going to be a fun series. Even though we're in this horrible time called the pandemic, we've got guidelines in place, and you can feel totally safe coming out to get some exercise and see your fellow compatriots at certainly a socially distanced pace. But you can arrive if it's later in the race when your start time is, then you don't have to arrive until just a few minutes before, and then you come in, you get your bib number, and you find your cone that matches your bib number, and then we get you off the starting gate. It's as simple as that.
Super. So if you didn't sign up last year and want to sign up for this year, it's RunCarsNH, all one word,
RunCarsNH.com.
Yep. And you'll see that information. And as Joe said, we hope you sign up for the whole package, but you can also sign up for the, you know, individual, you know, races. Each race has their own uniqueness. For example, the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic starts on a downhill, ends on an uphill. Canterbury Shaker Village, the first one this year on May 15th, it's a trail race. The Over the River and the Through the Woods is exactly what it describes. You run over the Merrimack River, then there's a set of running in the woods, and then you back out on the streets, et cetera. And, of course, everybody's heard of the Bill Luddy 5-miler and God rest, you know, Bill Luddy Salt. So, if you want to sign up, runcarsnh.com. Now, generically, I've learned that while I've been running in the safe in-person Millennium races really since June of 2020, which was still in the messy middle of the pandemic, you have to picture, I know none of us have really flown in a while, but picture lining up for a Southwest airline flight, and you have your row, you're 6 feet behind another passenger. So that's kind of how it is. As Joe said, you have to fill out in advance. You have to register in advance. There's no same-day registration, and here's why, because we need to know how to seed the runners. And as Joe said, we're trying to minimize passing. So the people like, you know, Dave Dunham and people like that that do 17-minute 5K, we want them to be near the top. And the slower pokes like me, need to be towards the back, and so it minimizes passing. So there's no longer any same day registration, and it's very safe, as Joe alluded to. Everybody's wearing masks as they're warming up and as they're getting ready, and they're picking up, you know, their bib if they haven't picked it up, if there hasn't been an early pickup, and you're wearing your mask the whole time right up until, you know, Joe or Andy or Jamie shouts out your name, and then off you go. And then if you so choose, you can pull off the mask or run with it, either way. And then when you finish, generally, we sponsored by Delta Dental, we have these Run NH really cool masks that we give out, you know, once you complete. And then you know, when you finish the race, you put back on that mask or your own mask. And then, unlike races in the past, there really aren't any mingling and award ceremony at that point. You grab some water, say hi to your friends for a few minutes, and out you go, and it's efficient. And, yeah, it doesn't have quite the camaraderie that used to, but I can tell you runners that have experienced it have really enjoyed it. And we've been able, using those methods, for example, we put on the Hopkinton Winter 5K series, which Joe announced, and same approach. You know, there were 50 runners at those races, and runner A went off, and we actually had Dave Dunham as the first one, and then, like, I was number 37, so then I get announced, and off we go. So it's just it's really cool. So people may not realize it, but kind of like it's safe to go to the dentist. We worked hard. The Dental Society worked hard with the Hygienist Association, the Governor's Task Force, to come up with the safe protocols for going to the dentist and the PPE that a dentist has to wear and so forth. And basically that's what we've done for the running community, with a big shout out to the leader of Millennium Running, John, who kind of rolled up his sleeve, more to what I'm talking about, and develop these guidelines. So it's really cool. I mean, what's your observation, Joe? I mean, you've been announcing many of them. I think it's safe, and it's really cool, actually, for some sort of recreational slow runners to get their name announced right off the start.
Well, what's nice about it is, we all have busy lives today, even in this COVID world, and you don't have to come in so early. It's not a big bunch at the beginning. Yeah, everybody gets announced individually to come off the start, and people can be finishing the race when you haven't even started yet. It's just because it's not a group start, at least not for 2021. So you get your name, as Tom mentioned, you get your name announced at the start, so you've got that recognition right up front, And then we announce your name as you're crossing the finish line again. One thing to keep in mind, you know, we talked about a lot of different changes, but if you're going to register for any individual race, the registration for most weekend races will close on that Thursday just before the Saturday Saturday or Sunday race. And if it's a Friday night race like the NHTI Delta Dental, it's going to close on Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. So you want to make sure that if you are going to pre-register for a race, and hopefully you'll be registered for the entire series so you won't have to worry about it, you just got to make sure that you get you make that registration happen the first part of the week of the race to make sure that you get in and on the registration, because there is no day of registration.
That's an important point that Joe mentioned is, you know, runners in the past are used to, for most races, you could, if you woke up on a Saturday morning and you checked out the racing calendar and you wanted to go run, you could just go to the race, sign up, and run. You can't really do that anymore because we need to know what your time is in advance. And so, as Joe said, generally the cutoff will be, you know, either a Thursday or Friday at noon, and there really can't be any exceptions. We're trying to follow the COVID protocols, and it works great, both for a race of like 50 for Hopkinton, but as you know, Joe, we had a Delta Dental half marathon from Hopkinton to Concord that had over 1,000 people running a half marathon. You know, it was an all-day affair, obviously, because one runner after another, and there was 1,000 of them, and it takes
time to get them off the gate, yeah.
And then, of course, a half marathon is 2 to 4 hours, depending on, or 1.5 hours to 4 hours, depending how fast or slow. So that was a long day for the Millennium team then. But the whole point is it works, and it's safe. So if you're thinking about the Capital Era Race Series, please consider it, because it's safe, it's fun, it will be competitive. The website is RunCarsNH, all one word. And I think you are going to have teams this year, correct, as well?
That's correct. Team competition is back. And with team competition, we haven't really changed anything. The one thing that you're going to have to, that we did change, was the fact that it takes a minimum of 3 finishes to score at each race. Those finishes, the change is that those finishes have to be in-person finishes. They can't be virtual. So you have to be in person. So if you've got, you know, if you can get 3 of your team to show up at the races, you've got a great chance to be considered in the competition. And also, we've still got the prize money. I mean, there's $1,000 in prize money just if you participate in this Team Cup competition, and it's the best of 6 races that count towards the final tally. So think about that. Get your friends together. I know a lot of people in the running community always like to run with somebody. Well, if you run with a couple other friends, you can participate in this series. And if you all can make 6 out of the 8 races in person, hey, you're in the competition, and there's money to be had.
Exactly. And it's for the fun, too. And,
oh, absolutely.
It was great. When we had the team competition in 2019, it was pretty competitive. Tom Walton had put together a group of fast women and men, and then there was an older group of really super fast gentlemen runners like Dave Dunham, and they just eked it out. So it was kind of fun. But the other point is many of these also have walking components to it.
That's
so
a good
point.
Yep.
You don't have to be an elite runner. You don't have to be a runner, actually. There's definitely a walking component. So we're really encouraging wellness. It's been going on for about a dozen years, and I think, as I like to say it, it's been a great combination of, if you're a serious racer, it's serious elite racing, timed, managed, everything perfectly well done. If you're more of a recreational jogger, it works for you. And if you're a walker, you know, many of these have walking components, so it fits the bill for everybody. And in this era of COVID, it's important to say how safe it is. So looking forward to seeing you, Joe, at all these races, May 15th to September 18th. So it's going to happen, running community.
It's going to be a fun summer.
Go on RunCarsNH.com. There are many other races, you know the Delta Dental Points Chase, part of the managed by Millennium. This race is going to be races all year, and then this fall there will once again be the Delta Dental, you know, half marathon. There will be at this point. Joe, we're still hearing that the Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race is happening this year as well. So on Father's Day weekend, the women will go Saturday and the men on Sunday. So it's all going to happen. Thank you, Joe, for joining me. Again, Capital Area Race Series is happening. RunCarsNH.com. Thank you, Millennium Running, for working with the state to develop safe race guidelines. And, Joe, thanks for your announcing.
All right. We'll see you on the race trails.